Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name
Hi,
of the person
Jessica.
you're transferring?
It's Carlos Cadell.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Carlos.
You have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Carlos.
Yes.
So my name's Jessica. Again, the call is being recorded. I'll be helping you out today. So would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay, and you don't already have an attorney assisting you with a claim?
No, I don't.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And were you diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, I was.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear.
Thank you.
And did you ever have like a reoccurrence where you went into remission and it came back?
No, not as of yet. No, I haven't.
Okay, good, good. And you said you were diagnosed. Do you know what year it was?
2019 was the date of the test.
Okay.
Of the year I went in.
Okay. And were you spraying the product at home or at work or both?
It was at home.
Home. And you were the one doing the spraying?
Yes, I was. Backyard.
Okay.
My front yard and backyard when I would do the lawn.
Okay. So it would have been direct exposure. You were spraying it personally. Do you know what cities you used it in?
The city I used it in, I was in here in Ohio, where I'm at now.
Okay, what city is it?
I live in Minerva.
Minerva. I'm from Ohio as well.
Oh, okay.
let's see. Minerva. And then were any other neighbors, any other family members, anything like that also spraying it and get diagnosed?
Not that I'm aware of. Nothing. No one in my family. I couldn't speak on the neighbors.
Okay. No worries. And then what was your age at time of diagnosis?
46.
46. Okay. And do you know what year, estimately, and this can be just best to your knowledge, that you first started using the product?
I want to say in 2000, around 2008, early 2008 maybe.
Okay. And then do you know when, if you ever did you ever stop, what year that would have been?
I would say it was probably I use it about 10 years, probably 2018.
2018, okay. So yeah, 10 years total. Be 10, and I apologize in advance. Some of the questions here are a little bit repetitive, so again, I apologize. But
okay.
Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
For at least 10 days or more? Yes,
yeah.
I have. Yes.
Okay. And then, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and then the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay. And then I'm going to read through a list of ailments. Just please interrupt me if you were diagnosed with any of these. You just give me yes or no's. HIV, AIDS, or an organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Arthritis or lupus?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Any other cancers other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma that required any chemo?
No.
Okay. And then any family history of cancer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And the next here, we'll go through the injured party information. So you said it was the non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And then can you spell your first name for me?
K-A-R-L-O-S.
Okay, and then your last name?
C-A-D-D-E-L-L.
Okay, and that was C as in Charlie?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Do you have a suffix at all, like junior, senior, second, third?
No, I don't.
Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Perfect. And then are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
9/12/73.
And then your social?
297-70-7726.
Okay, and then I'm going to repeat it back real fast. So date of birth was 9/12/1973. And then social 297-70-7726?
Yes.
Okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like TV, social media, friends, family, doctor?
It was from TV. I've seen a commercial.
Okay. And then do you know what year estimately you first became aware of the cancer, that it could have been related to Roundup?
It was probably about 2019, actually. Yes, it was 2019.
Okay.
Yes, October 2019.
Okay. And then what is your height?
I'm about 5'7", 5'8".
And then your weight?
About 150.
Okay. And then we'll go through the contact information. What is your email address?
K, and then my last name, 1234@gmail.com.
Okay, so again, K, your last name, 1234@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then the phone you're speaking on, that's a cell phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then, what is your spouse's name?
Melody.
Melanie?
Melody.
Melody. Okay, sorry.
Yes.
Same That's last okay. name?
Yes.
Okay. And then next here, the Roundup usage information. So do you know, and this could all be best to your knowledge, but do you know how many times per month you were using the product?
I say when I would cut the grass at about, a guesstimate, I would say maybe twice a week,
twice a week.
A month, something like that. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I would say when I would, about twice a month. Let's be fair and say twice a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how many months out of the year were you using it?
About five months.
Okay.
I would say all together, probably about, I would just throw it all together, say about 5 to 6 hours in a year. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Okay. Because if you used it for how I usually do it is get the month and then times by, so it'd be like if you used it twice per month over the 5 month span, it'd be 10 times per year. And then the 10 times 10 for the 10 total years would be 100 total times roughly they used it. Does that
Right? That sounds about right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So bear with me. So I'm going to do the 10 here for per year. And then, excuse me, do you think you sprayed Roundup for at least 1 year before the diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then you already gave me the start date, which was roughly 2008. up until 2018. Did you ever use protective gear while applying Roundup?
No, I didn't.
No, okay. And then as far as the state you used it in, it was only in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. And then the reason why you were using it was for, like, lawn care and maintenance?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Okay. You said it was at home, so it would have been residential. You already told me you were spraying it yourself personally, so it would have been direct exposure. Did you ever get your home water from a well?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, any benzene or Agent Orange?
No, not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. And then do you remember what type of Roundup was used? Was it concentrated, premix, or both?
It was mixed with water.
Mixed with water, mix. So concentrated.
Yes.
If you had to add something. And then, do you have any proof of purchases, credit card receipts, anything like that?
Oh, boy. No, because I would always use cash. Okay. I really wasn't a big credit card person.
No worries. And do you know where you were purchasing, excuse me, it? Was that like a Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, Ace's?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. Okay, and then... do you have any bottles still in your possession by chance? If not, no worries.
I sure don't.
No, okay.
I sure don't, but I remember the what color it was. I know I used it with the green bottle.
Green bottle, okay. And then, have you ever been a cigarette smoker?
Oh, no.
No, okay. And then, are you currently employed?
Yes, part-time.
Part-time, okay. Who is your employer?
I just became employed. I just started working for Pizza Hut. I haven't even really started. I start tomorrow.
Okay.
Delivering pizzas.
No worries. And then, did you lose any time from work due to like surgeries or treatments, anything like that?
Actually, I had just began a job. And I ended up losing the job because of I didn't have enough time in to like miss days
off,
and stuff like
yeah.
that. So I ended up just pretty much losing my job at that time.
Okay. So lost job due to having off work. Okay. And then, were you ever in the military?
No.
And then, have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or worker compensation?
Workman's? No, I haven't.
No.
No
okay.
disability, no worker's comp, no.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
Okay, and then other than minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, were you ever convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then next here, the medical information. So do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
His name is Alex Adeje.
Is that A-D-A-J-A?
I believe A-D-J-E-I, I believe.
Yeah.
A-D-J-E-I.
And then what hospital or facility?
The hospital was UH St. John Medical Center.
UH St. John Medical. And what city?
Westlake, Ohio.
Westlake. one second. You said it was UH, St. John's?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, on Center Ridge Road?
Excuse me?
Is it on Center Ridge Road, Westlake?
Yes, yes. 29,000, yes.
Okay. Did you also have treatments there as well?
Yes.
You did, okay. Okay, and then do you know what year you had treatments?
Yes, I do. The treatment started, I started my treatments in 2019.
2019, okay.
Yes.
And then do you remember what type of treatment? Was it like stem cell transplant, chemo, radiation, surgeries?
The chemo and radiation.
Okay. And you would have a copy of the medical record, at least with a doctor?
I haven't seen a lot of that stuff for a while. I've been trying to find it, and
okay.
I can't. But I do give you guys permission to be able to get it.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then... so they do want to know how the diagnosis impacted your life. Was there like mental, physical stressors, financial, family, anything like that?
Definitely financial, physical also. I lost a good bit of weight just now being able to try to kind of put some of it back on. The mental kind of goes without saying, not knowing what's going on, you know, and things of that nature, not to get into it too much. But, yeah, the physical and the mental, definitely, and financial, 100%.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
200 Ridgewood Boulevard.
Is that two words or
Minerva, one?
One. Oh, okay.
Ridgewood. All together, Ridgewood, yes. Ridgewood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Minerva, Ohio. 44657.
Okay. And again, it was 200 Ridgewood Boulevard, Minerva, Ohio, 44657?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then... lastly here, the emergency contact information. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Do you want to add an emergency contact?
Emergency contact?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 814.
Oh, okay, one moment. Do they live with you?
Yes.
Okay, and then you said 814?
241-7014.
7014, okay. And then do we have permission to contact just in case?
Yes.
Okay. And then their relationship?
My wife.
Wife. And then her name was Melody.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then bear with me, let me make sure nothing else is needed. And do I have your permission to send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you. One moment.